USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A massive rescue effort continues Friday morning in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami. A partial building collapse Thursday has resulted with 99 people still being unaccounted for. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
Yeah, when people are unaccounted for, sometimes that's the hardest thing because they just don't know. And they're obviously bracing for the worst, but they're still hoping for the best, and the search and rescue does go on.
Miami-Dade officials said structural engineer teams of 10 to 12 were carrying out operations underneath the rubble in an effort to shore up the precarious weight load. Three bipartisan lawmakers leading negotiations on a comprehensive police reform package have reached a preliminary bipartisan agreement Thursday. Senators Tim Scott, Cory Booker, and Representative Karen Bass. GOP lawmakers have argued that qualified immunity is necessary for cops, something Democrats won't back, saying accountability among law enforcement officers is paramount. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.